Moncrief on News Talk.
Back in the mists of time, the house phone, usually located in the hallway, would ring. Someone would go out and proceed to yak for at least half an hour. Depending on who was on the other end, other people in the household would take turns as well. But oddly, now that we all have a phone in our pocket, we talk on the phone far less. Misty-eyed with nostalgia, Justine O'Mahony has been mourning this last time in the Wexford People. Afternoon, Justine.
Hi, Sean. How are you?
In your house, was it when you were growing up, was there a person or persons who would dominate the use of the phone, or would you be fighting over it?
Oh, my mother, undoubtedly. My mother, I have this, you know, picture in my head of my mother sitting on this three-legged stool, wooden stool that she brought home from Benidorm. I don't know how she got it on the plane. And it was the most uncomfortable stool because it was just literally three planks of wood with a little bit of velvet upholstery stapled on the middle. And she'd sit on that chair for hours with her ashtray beside her, fag in hand, chatting to her friends. And our phone was always, like many families, in the hall. So she conducted her conversations whilst cooking the dinner. And then she'd say every so often, "Hang on there now, Lily, that I check on the spuds." And she'd go off and she'd check on the potatoes and come back and she'd carry on again. And like she did this every day. And I suppose then when we got older, when we were teenagers, you know yourself, like when you start to kind of get into the teenage years and you might have a bit of a romance going on. Mm. There was no such thing as an under the radar romance in our house because the phone was in the hall. So if anybody rang, everybody would try and dive on it, first of all. But if you didn't get it in time, and if you had brothers or sisters, like my brother, they'd all shout up the stairs, "Your boyfriend's on the phone." There wasn't even a shred of dignity or privacy.
No, there was. No, I can remember I was going out with a girl when I was a young fella, and I'd ring her house and I'd be terrified her father would answer. I'd say, "I'm down there." And I'd get this sigh. There's like this gobshite again on the phone, you kind of thing, you know.
Odd house that I went into, that would, do you know when you go into the occasional house and there'd be, the phone would be in the living room. I always thought this was the most sophisticated thing ever. But I mean, I think mothers in general, definitely my mother, deliberately put the phone in the hall so she could keep an eye on proceedings, because there was nothing that went on in our house that she didn't know about. You know, the head might come around the kitchen door every so often while you were on the phone chatting. So she'd be keeping an eye on proceedings the whole way. Mm. Like if it had been in the living room, there could have been some element of privacy.
No, that's true. And I think most of them now, I don't know, maybe back in the day, they just put them in the hallway as a matter of course. You might have had to pay for extra or something and you put it in the sitting room. Plus also, you'd be sitting out there on the phone and what you'd get every now and again is, "How long have you been on that phone for?"
Well, I remember I had this brief dalliance with a guy in the Canaries. It was my very first holiday abroad without my parents. I was about 23 at the time. Anyway, I came home and we kept in touch. And he used to ring from a payphone in the Canaries to my house, and then I'd answer, and then I'd ring him. He'd give me the number of the payphone, and I'd ring it back. And then my dad got the phone bill at the end of the summer and went absolutely ballistic and installed a payphone. Yeah. So the mortification of that, like when anyone rang and you'd hear the beep, 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 and you had to put the money in, then my mother was the only one that had the key to the lock. So she's the only one that could take the money back out again. But but you know, it was a time of, people don't chat like that anymore. I know, like, well, my kids are grown up. But my kids could send me a text and I'll kind of go, "Do you know what? I'll ring them because it's easier." And they won't answer the phone, even though they've texted me 20 seconds earlier. Mm. And then when I kind of question them on it, they kind of look at me or like as if I'm an idiot going, "Why would I ring you? Why would I talk to you on the phone when I can text you?"
Yeah.
So the kind of art of phone conversations is definitely, it's not coming through with this generation anyway, I don't think.
Yeah, no, because I'd say most people who have a phone, no matter what age they are, if you don't recognise the number, you don't answer it because it's probably a scam
well,
of some sort.
Well, I do answer.
Oh, do you?
I do
you?
Answer. Yeah, just because I'm nosy. Yeah. No, my husband is always saying how nosy I am. I can't bear not knowing who's ringing looking for me.
And but also as well, that like, I don't know, Like if somebody rings me and I reckon I go, why are they ringing me? It must be bad. You, like it immediately puts the fear of God in you because, you know, people don't ring you unless someone's died now at this stage of the
game.
Well,
I think with the landline, definitely. If your phone rings, especially I suppose in the early hours of the morning or whatever, it's either it's bad news or it's a scam call. But our landline is redundant now at this stage. I don't think any of us use it or anybody rings us on it. But you know, the whole concept of ringing someone for a chat has completely bypassed the younger generations. They don't understand why you would ring someone for a chat when you can text them for a chat. And the whole thing of like being on the phone for hours on end, that just doesn't exist anymore.
No. And I suppose it's been partially replaced by voice notes. And it's, you know the way they speed them up? So it sounds like, oh, yes. Here's a voice note from someone who's after sucking on a helium balloon. And it all sounds ridiculous. You can't really take it seriously. But it's almost like people send these things so there's no interaction. So nobody will interrupt them or say, well, actually, you might be talking nonsense.
But they also have a chance to gather their thoughts together. And so there's nothing spontaneous about it, you know. No. And I also think that, you know, phone conversations with your friends, let's say years ago, or I had a very good friend that we used to spend hours on the phone to each other and we literally lived across the road from each other. there's an element of confessional to it.
Yeah.
You know, it feels like you're not being judged. You're sitting in your own house, you're relaxing, you're chilling out. You could be having a glass of wine and things might come out that wouldn't necessarily come out if you were face to face with the person.
Mm.
But with the voice note, you nearly compile what you're going to say before you say it, don't you?
Yeah. Oh, no, absolutely you do. Now, I don't know if this happened in your house. One texter says, my mother's phone accent for answering was hilarious. Sounded like the Queen or something. Then if it was her sister next, you'd hear, ah, how are you, Mary? The double accent.
No, we had my mother, she must have taught us this from a very young age because I don't even remember learning it, but I remember every time we answered the phone, we had to go like this, 22391, who's speaking, please? And it was like a BBC presenter's accent. And I don't even know where this came from, but she was insistent that we always answered the phone like that and that we always asked who was speaking. Isn't it funny though, how my kids can't grasp the fact that there was a phone in the hall. And that was the only phone. That was the only phone you could have a conversation on. You couldn't move around, or you couldn't, you know, go into another room. They just can't grasp that idea at all.
And it was even like in the 80s and 70s, you had to virtually sleep with a government minister to get a phone. They were so hard to get a lot of the time.
They were
like gold. Somebody else says they had one of those coin operated phones in our house in the 80s. All the neighbours used it. Then one of the neighbor's kids got scabies. From then on, my mother would regularly empty the coin box into a pot and boil it. That's brilliant. That is the thing, though, as well. Yeah, it would happen that, you know, one person would have a phone and then, you know, the whole street would be kind of ducking in every now and again to use it.
Well, yeah, I mean, I do remember phone calls coming to our house for some of the neighbours. And that would have been when I was very young now. I actually haven't thought about that until you just said it. So obviously, everybody didn't have a phone at the time.
No.
People are different when it comes to phones. My mother-in-law, she hated the phone, and you'd swear when you were on the phone to her that she was being charged by the second.
Yes.
Like her belief was she just couldn't understand how myself and my mother would talk on the phone for hours. And she, like, her attitude was the phone is there to, you know, give information to whoever you're ringing, and that's it. You get off with it. You don't sit there and chat, you know. I think it kind of depends on how you view it. Do you view it as an instrument to kind of convey information, or do you view it as a form of socializing? And it really was a form of socializing years ago,
absolutely.
Wasn't it?
But even, no, having said all that though, Justina, I do see younger people on, you know, wandering down the road with the phone held in front of their mouth, yakking away to people. It's quite a routine thing. And it could be just that our kids don't want to talk to us on the phone rather than they don't use the phone for talking.
Well, I'd say my kids don't want to talk to me full stop. But yeah. I think a lot of those kids that are walking down the street with the phone, they're doing voice notes, like you said. I don't think there's very many like live real-time conversations going on. I have a relation, let's leave it at that, who I tend to argue with quite a lot. And we've actually grown in our relationship whereby our relationship is just based purely on voice notes as opposed to telephone conversations. So both of us are given the opportunity to kind of think about what we're going to say before we say it. And we haven't had a row in about 5 years.
Well, then that's a positive
thing.
There are pluses. Yeah, there are pluses. Gosh. Justine, thanks a million for talking to us today. That was Justine O'Mahony there, columnist with the Wexford People. Another texter says, thank God the phone call is dead. It drives me around the bend. People ringing for the chat. I don't want to chat. Text me. Ring me if there is an emergency or if I've won the lotto. Someone else says, we used to ring the landline. Let it ring twice and hang up. Then jump on the CB radio for a free chat. Our neighbour was the local postmaster and didn't have a phone, so we used to use ours about twice a year and leave a bag of turnips as payment. I don't know if you could pay the actual phone bill with turnips. Up until 1988, we had no phone. One person on our street had one, and all my aunts and uncles had that number. So another text that says, we still have the landline in the house just because the broadband runs off it. No one ever rings it. Apart from my grandmother, she refuses to ring the mobile. And we know as soon as we hear the landline ring, it's her. She also has a mobile, but refuses to use it. It's also the same landline phone that Telecom Éireann installed in 1992. Almost a collector's item at this point. Paul says no one gets a call from their ma saying, I'm only on to you for a minute anymore. My ma's idea of a minute was wildly unrelated to real time. I missed that. Yes, yes. You're absolutely spot on there, Paul. When your landline rings, we all just stare at it. It's either a wrong number or an emergency. Well, maybe, yeah. We had to get rid of the landline because there was only one number in the difference between ours and the local chipper. On a Saturday evening, our phone would ring off the hook with people ordering their chips. Sometimes, when I was a kid, I'd take orders for the crack. But when it started to veer into people ordering food on the way home from the pub that would wake us up at night, it had to go. Adele says, when I used to answer the landline, I'd be super friendly and sweet. My father used to laugh in the kitchen with my sister and say, saccharine sweet shit. He was so bold. And Anne-Marie says, I'm from a farm in Roscommon. I was given a message from neighbours who had a phone to relay to my dad. The message was that the AI man would be out at 2:30. I got confused and announced to my dad in front of two other neighbours that the IRA man was on his way. Yes, I'm sure that caused some consternation in the house, all right.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.